I should be writing number 442. Hi there. Welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. And I'm trying to get ready for my NaNoWriMo podcast, and I worked on it today, and the more I worked on it, the more I realized how my idea was pretty damn ambitious, and I'm not sure I can pull it off. As I was working on it, I'm just thinking, wow, this is a great idea. I love it. And then thinking, this is going to be so much work. I'm going to probably need voice acting help. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's like I want to do the cool idea. But, I mean, I want to do NaNoWriMo too. So a daily podcast and writing 1,600 words a day might get a little much. But today's question comes from the Discord. Remember, you too can get on the Discord for $5 or more a month on the Patreon. But we have a question of a science fiction club, union, whatever you call it, locally, which publishes an anthology of short stories every year. All revenue from the anthology goes to the club's activities, as such there is no money going to anyone's pockets, other than the printers. It's a good project with good people, and previous editions have been quite well edited. As submission opportunities for SFF short stories are rather slim where I am, I am thinking of getting my feet wet and submitting to this anthology in anticipation of my very first rejection. Is there anything I should be aware of other than losing my first publication right for nothing if my story gets accepted? And you know, I'm not entirely sure. It's always a tough call to try to, if you want to submit somewhere that doesn't pay. And I still feel a little weird if they are selling the books, why they can't even just give you a little bit of money. A little bit is better than nothing. I mean, if it was going to charity, that's one thing. I've written stories for charity before. And there's also the question of whether you get anything out of the club itself. And lastly, I don't know how much this person wants to give their personal information, but they don't live in a place where English is the first language. So I'm wondering if you're writing your stories in your native language, and that's why there's not much of a market, because if you're writing in English, as you clearly can do quite well, you have a huge opportunity. You know, editors aren't going to look at your byline and think, well, you're not from here, so clearly we can't buy this. If you don't have much of an option in your native language, and you know nobody's making any money except for the printer, then make sure you look at the contract carefully. Make sure you get a contract. And if you're okay with it, then sure. Go ahead and do it. But, you know, I'd check out other opportunities first, other venues. I want to springboard off of this and talk a little bit about rights, because somebody responded saying that they had done a similar thing to an anthology, and but hadn't worried about the loss of IP. Now, IP meaning intellectual property, and I'm a little concerned here because unless there's a difference between first publication rights and intellectual property. First publication rights means no one else has ever seen this, and I, the publisher, will be giving it to people for the very first time. So if Escape Pod publishes your story, then Fantasy and Science Fiction is going to see it as a reprint because you've already given us your first publication rights. If you publish something on Patreon for your patrons, editors are usually seeing that as you've used up your first publication rights because you've done your first publication. And if you want to resell that, you have to resell it as a reprint. But intellectual property should stay with you. There are very few times you want to give that up. And I'm really hoping that this is why you read your contract carefully, because you want to make sure that they don't claim to have the rights to your characters, your story, your setting, whatever. They have the right to publish the story for the first time. And they'll probably ask for a certain amount of time before you get it reprinted anywhere else. But really, it's... You don't give up your intellectual property. If a production company came around and said, we want to make a movie of your short story, you should still have the rights to that. Don't just give away your rights of things that you know they're never going to use. And if it's something that can make them a lot of money, it could make you a lot of money, so you fight to hold on to it. This is why you keep your film rights. If you can, keep your audiobook rights. Keep your world rights. I'm not an agent. There may be somebody who gives you enough money to where you're willing to give up all those rights. But remember, we're talking about different things here. Intellectual property is the ownership of the characters, the world, the story, while first publication rights are the right to publish it for the very first time. And you can never publish it for the first time ever again. You know, I find it interesting that that doesn't happen in Hollywood. Like, you don't get a... Once they make a Spider-Man origin movie, you'll never see another Spider-Man origin movie. There's a joke in the season 4 of Arrested Development where someone's talking about the movie she wants to make, and she says, I want to remake Spider-Man 2, the second one. But you know, once a book gets published, it's out. And granted, if it's a really good seller, like anything Stephen King does, every once in a while they'll slap a new cover on it and pay the bookstores to call it a new release. And if it's romance, they'll even give it a new title, which is unbelievably awful. I hate that. I hate it so much. Because I don't read a lot of romance, and I see them repackaging some of the books I've already read with new titles, or packaging two books together and calling it something new, and I've already read both of them. But I don't realize that. But still, even then, your first rights are sold. They're done. So that's the topic for today. If you have any ideas, bring them up in the Discord or tell me on Twitter or email me at mightymer@gmail.com. The blog is at merverse.com, and if you want to support the Patreon and hang out on the Discord with us, that's patreon.com/mightymer. People in the Discord have been laughing at the fact that pretty much everyone's fallen off the wagon of the nano conditioning plan that I have. But even if you haven't, today is the 22nd, and you should have written 1,147 words. If it is the 23rd when you're listening to it, you should have written 1,199 words. If anybody's still keeping up with it, I'm going to keep pushing you guys. NaNoWriMo's in less than 10 days, people. Work on those muscles. I'll see you then, because you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I should be writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.